This is Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. We are again welcoming North State Public Radio and everybody in the listening family to join this Wider Now broadcast family. So happy to have you with us today. Typically, Insight is on from 9 to 10 a.m. We had an extended press conference at the federal level this morning, so we are in the final minutes of this hour of the show. Television is going to become an entertainment center for many people. Of course, you're listening to us on radio, and that's a powerful tool too. But PBS stations across the country, KVIE being one in Sacramento, offer all kinds of programs that you might never have explored. And there's a new documentary tomorrow night on co-housing. It's filmmaker John DeGraff is joining us on the phone. The documentary titled The Best of Both Worlds, Co-Housing's Promise. Hi, John. Glad to have you with us.
Well, thanks. Good to be back on your show, Beth.
Well, on one sense, you could think housing and homelessness is a bit on the back burner right now. On the other, co-housing may be a more popular choice than ever coming out of the times that we are in and what we're headed for.
Well, I think that's true because it does, in a way, offer the best of both worlds. It offers a sense of community that people live close to each other and can take care of each other, but it also offers the privacy of individual homes or individual apartments, so you can isolate when you need to do that. But you have support when you need support, and that seems really essential in times like this.
Can you give me the definition of co-housing that you approached in the documentary?
Well, co-housing communities are design communities, usually that the people living in them design. They do have private living facilities. Those facilities do have their own kitchens and so forth. But they always have a common house, a large common building, where many things are shared, including recreational equipment, libraries, places for children, and common meals, somewhere between 3 and 5 or maybe 6 times a week. People share a common meal together, and that's a big part of co-housing.
All right, John, we have very little time, but I will say that the documentary debuts on KVIE tomorrow, March 18th at 7 p.m., and then multiple airings, correct?
That's right. And we do have a website, which is cohousingfilm.com, where you can find out more information about the program and also about co-housing.
Okay, thanks a lot, John. Glad you joined us a little bit today.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
All right, we'll post a link to KVIE, and again, it's great programming. One more fun note, a listener, Susan Levitsky, called us yesterday, left me a phone message about being out and about shopping for produce and the way she figured it out to do it safely. So listen to Susan.
Take one of the plastic bags that they offer for produce, turn it inside out, use the inside to pick up your fruit and vegetables, then pull the bag back over it and you have your fruit in the bag.
Isn't that great? The simple genius. A great idea, everybody working together. So thanks for joining us today on this later broadcast of Insight. We'll continue to bring you news as it comes up throughout the day. I'm Beth Ruyak for all of us. Stay safe, take care, and stay informed.